Yes, I Am by Norman Grubb. Chapter 13. The First Stage of Restoration, The Precious Blood. We will now see the way by which this combination of the law given by Moses and the grace and truth by Jesus Christ is not only the total truth, but the total truth to me in my personal experience. See how it is the only answer with a totally workable application to every situation, whether mine or other folks, which makes it possible for me to say to myself, yes, this is it, and then declare it to the whole world within my reach. If this takes further digging into details, with Paul as our guide, to find out the total solution, we will be like a German pastor wrote. Footnote. A pastor in Hessen, quoted by Karl Barth in his Epistle to the Romans, page 24. End of footnote. Quote, God needs men, not creatures, full of noisy, catchy phrases. Dogs, he asks for, who their noses deeply thrust into today, and their scent eternity. Should it lie too deeply buried, then go on and fiercely burrow, excavate until tomorrow. Unquote. Some of us have been doing this for years. I could not stop. I must be satisfied. I must have the complete answer. It must be wholly workable in all of life. And we boldly say we have come up with the answer, not our own, but revealed in the Scriptures and confirmed by the Holy Spirit in personal inner revelation. The law given by God to Moses in its outer written forms, underlining the outer standards of conduct such as the sins of stealing, lying, adultery, murder, malicious destruction of another's character, is obviously intended to produce outer responses. So it does, and for the simple reason that in our blindness, we cannot penetrate into sin at its source, but can only recognize its outer products of committed sins. So the first purpose of the Ten Commandments is to pinpoint our guilt before God and produce in us a realization of His wrath, judgment, and our coming condemnation. This it effectively does by awakening in us the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Most of us were stirred from slumber by some person or event altering us to the reality of our condition as lost, guilty, and hopeless sinners, unless there be some means of pardon. At such a time, we neither considered nor were concerned about our inner sinful condition, but saw only our sins and their fearful aftermath. Verily, for this was the law established, that by it all the world may become guilty before God. Now comes the revelation by Paul of the first deliverance stage of the cross of Christ, the amazing but solid replacement of condemnation by justification, as if the sinner had never sinned, the overplus of grace by the shed blood of his crucified body. Paul speaks of Christ Jesus being set forth by God on that historic cross as a public, outward demonstration that he had truly died. That meant that as the penalty of sin is death, so he who bore our sins in his own body on the tree really died, having taken our place in death. But bodily death is but an outer detail. The real meaning of death is not body, but spirit destiny. Where do I, an immortal spirit, go? If lost, I shall be among the spirits in prison. If saved, among the spirits of just men made perfect, Scripture reveals. So Peter proclaimed in his Pentecost speech, using David's prophecy in Psalm 16, that the Savior went to hell, where we were destined to go. But hell could not hold him, for Satan had no hold on him, and so his soul was not left in hell. But he could not rescue himself, for he was there representing us in our lost sinnerhood. He was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. So through the Lamb's shed blood, death, and pangs of hell, all that should come to us by way of guilt, condemnation, curse, and uncleanness has disappeared forever for all men. God was, in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. So no man now goes to hell for his sins, but only because he has rejected the light of Christ as Savior, the light which is shown into the world. But until the Spirit does his convicting work in us, we love our darkness rather than the light, and refuse to come to it. End of chapter 13.